40% taken out of a very busy hospital. I mean, I've said this on another radio station, a Dublin radio station. Do you realise we're talking about the equivalent of St Vincent's Hospital's A&E department
being
taken out of
that
commission?
Question, then.
And I think,
had it been Dublin, do you think we'd be hearing a much bigger fuss?
Oh, you'd have, it'd be the top billing on the national news of all the stations.
And is that wrong?
I think that is wrong. And I think, and that's one of the reasons I visited the hospital. This is an unprecedented event in Irish health. I've been a Minister for Health for 4 years. I never came across the level of devastation and the, if you like, the decommissioning of whole swathes of services in a hospital before. Therefore, it demands an unprecedented response from government and from the HSE and from national authorities. It just demands that unprecedented response. It's an exceptional situation. And I hope and I think that will happen. And I will, from my part, do everything I can to keep the pressure on, keep awareness up, even when the hype dies down, to keep the awareness levels up on this. I would like to hear an unambiguous, clear statement from the Minister for Health that all services that are in place in Letterkenny prior to this unprecedented event will be restored fully to the hospital, and that there would be a clear plan developed, published, a blueprint with a timeline saying this is how it's going to happen. Now, that can't, I accept that the management and the staff at the moment are just fully flat out in terms of dealing with the emergency. That's understood. But they need any additional supports to ensure that such a plan is drawn up and a blueprint published, which gives the workers, the staff, the patients and the people of the region the reassurance that's required, unambiguously, that all services that have been in place prior to this event will be fully restored. That's, I think, what people want to hear. We haven't quite heard that yet.